Good afternoon. This is Jamie. Can I help?
Hello, is Francesca there?
Francesca's on her lunch at the moment. Can I just confirm who I'm speaking with?
Donella MacLeod.
Hi, Donella. Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth for me, please?
6865.
Is that 6865?
Yes.
Okay. Just getting into your case now. That's 6th of August, 1965, yes?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, Donna, so the purpose of the call, we've been trying to get you booked in for the initial call to go through the application for the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is that something you're able to do now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's perfect. So just bear with me one moment. I just need to bring up my system and then I'll be able to assist, okay? Right, so Donna, I just need to take some base details at the beginning, okay? So bear with me. There we go. Right, so what's your full name?
Not bad.
Right, okay. Have you got any middle names at all?
Sorry?
Have you got any middle names?
Dawn, J-O-A-N.
Dawn, okay.
Dawn, J-O-A-N.
Oh, Jones.
Over to Oscar.
Yes, sorry, J-O-A-N. Right, that's perfect. Have you ever been known by any previous names?
No.
Okay. And what's your current address?
30 Chetton House, Sutton Way, London, W10 5ET.
Right, let me just bring that up. So that's Chetton House, Sutton Way, Kensington, London, yes?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you recall the address you were in prior to entering any care settings?
12 Through Hill Crescent in Edinburgh.
Have a look. How are you spelling that?
12.
Yes.
F-I-R-R-H-I-L-L. Collington Main Hospital.
F-I-R-R.
H-I-L-L. Fair Hill Crescent.
Fair Hill Crescent. Yes, I have that. And the postcode, does this sound about right? It's EH139EL.
Yes, I think so. I can't remember.
No, it's absolutely fine. And can you recall your parents' names?
Marion MacLeod and Murdo MacLeod.
Marion MacLeod. And what was your father, sorry?
Murdo. Murdo, M-U-R-D-O.
Murdo MacLeod. Great, thank you. And your current GP?
Sorry?
Your current general practitioner, your GP?
Balby Surgery. St. Charles Hospital in London, Balby. It's called B-A-R-L-B-Y.
B-A-R-L-B-Y. Just have a look at that. Balby. Yeah. St. Charles Hospital. Exmoor Street, yes?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you recall the GP you were in when you were in care? It's okay if you can't. No, that's fine. Right, okay. And the number I'm speaking with you on now, is that the best number to reach you on?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. And the email address we have on file is mcleoddonella3@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yep, perfect. And just to confirm, you're happy to receive contact via call, email, text message?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
Yes, I do, yep.
Yeah. Are you happy for us to contact you via WhatsApp as well?
Yep.
Right, that's perfect. Right, Donella, so I do appreciate that discussing experiences connecting to your application. It can be difficult and upsetting, so please just take your time during this call. If you need a break, any further explanation, support, or you want to continue another time, just let me know. So at this stage, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
And my brother was a difficult. It came from dental health problems I've had over my lifetime, basically.
Right. So, okay. But you can understand everything that I'm telling you. Yes, and you can read, write, etc. In terms of communication difficulties.
Yes.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. So the purpose of this call is for me to explain what the Scottish Redress Scheme is, what your options are, explain how INS Law operates as a law firm assisting you. I'll discuss all the funding and fees in relation to your case, and then I'll gather all the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Is that okay? Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004.
I wasn't abused in care.
Now, we'll come on to that in a few moments. So it's obviously child abuse is a very wide berth in terms of what could constitute abuse. So you haven't just got physical, emotional, sexual, there's also neglect, humiliation, etc. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Okay. So under the government scheme, participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, and they get paid that regardless of whether your application is successful or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here at INS Law, we do not operate under that statutory scheme, and we will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government directly for assisting you. So at this stage, can you just confirm whether you have any other solicitors instructed to act for you in relation to this application?
No, not at all, no.
Perfect. And you understand everything I said about your options, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So I'll explain how we operate. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. This means if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing.
Okay.
If you withdraw your application on our advice, again, you pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, and you will never pay more than the agreed cap. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. It is very important that I explain to you that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful, and we can't guarantee the level of award the scheme may award. And that's purely because the redress scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which, again, I'll explain in greater detail during this call. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you proceed to instruct us, we can assist with considering whether you are eligible to apply to the redress scheme, gathering and reviewing all evidence to support your application, preparing and submitting the application. We can carry out all the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme. We advise on any offers made. We explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and provide assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Is that okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So the statutory waiver, I'll explain what that is now because that's very important. So if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And that is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to these matters. But you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding what the offer is and the consequences. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So also, if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Okay. And so we are formally able to act for you. We do require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we will need a copy of your photo ID and a proof of address document dated within 3 months of today's date. This information just to comply with our anti-money laundering regulations and obviously verifying you are who you say you are. So following this conversation, what I'll do is I'll send you an email just with all the information you need in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of identity verification. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So at this stage, I'm just going to go through some further details we need. Okay. So I've got your address, got your date of birth. One moment. I've got a few screens just to flick through, then I'll let it won't be a moment. Do you suffer from any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Right. So in relation to the scheme, you can add a beneficiary to the application. So all the beneficiary is, if anything were to happen to you, once this application's been submitted, they essentially step into your shoes and they would ultimately receive the redress payment if you were no longer here. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What's their name?
Harriet, H-A-R-R-I-E-T.
Yes.
McLeod,
yes, okay. And have you got Harriet's date of birth?
Sorry, 16
of January.
1996.
Perfect. Do you have an email address or telephone number for Harriet?
No, Harriet McLeod. I can't remember it.
It's okay, not to worry. Do you know Harriet's address?
18 Palmer Close, flat right. 18, Palmer Close.
So that's 1-8 Palmer Close, yeah? And whereabouts that?
It's in Northolt in London.
Right, let me have a look. TW50PU, does that sound about right?
Yeah, yeah. 18 Palmer Close, mm-hmm.
18 Palmer, yep, yeah, that's great, okay. So let me have a look where we're up to. Have you ever applied to the advance payment scheme?
Yeah.
You have applied to the advance payment scheme?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. Okay. Right, okay. And were you ever known by a different name in when you were in care?
No.
No, okay. Right, that's fine. Were you ever admitted to any hospitals because of any of the abuse you suffered in care?
No.
Okay. Absolutely fine. And have you ever received a relevant payment from the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority related to the abuse you suffered?
No.
Okay. And do you have any criminal convictions for a criminal conviction for rape or murder? Or have you ever received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
Perfect. I do apologise if they seem quite intrusive. It's part of the application, so I do need to take those details, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at this stage, what I'm going to do now is I need to identify the relevant care settings you were placed in. So the first care setting you were placed in, can you remember the name of it?
The first one was Collins and Main. I was in, I can't remember the name. It was a psychiatric hospital in Morningside, London. Edinburgh, sorry.
In Edinburgh, psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were there?
I would have been about, wasn't very old, in my early 20s. I can't remember the exact age. Yeah.
You were early 20s. Just to confirm, Danella, so were you ever in any care settings prior to turning 18 years of age?
No.
No, so that's going to be an issue. So unfortunately, this is for a child abuse. So any care settings after you turned 18 would not be relevant. So therefore, you wouldn't be eligible for the scheme. So you're saying there was no other care settings?
Please hold. 18.
Hello? Hi, Danella. I think you've put me on hold. Can you hear me? Hello? Hi, Danella. Sorry, Danella, I can't quite hear you. But based on what you've told me, it doesn't appear that you'd be eligible to apply for the Scottish Redress Scheme. If you can't hear me, feel free to give me a call back and we'll continue this conversation. Thank you.